Good day, everyone. This is Adrian from One Bravo, and this is my first podcast in electrical wiring installation and servicing. But before we start, a quick background about myself. My full name is Adrian Von Armeranda. My birthday is October 22, 2001. I live in Mekawayan, Bulacan, and currently studying being aircraft maintenance technology in the Perpats in Plaridel, Bulacan. I will going to narrate a story that will related on this subject, which is a maintenance practices of electrical wiring, installation, and servicing. This story is related about a plane crash of the Swiss Air Flight 111. Swiss Air Flight 111 was a scheduled international passenger flight from JFK International Airport in New York City to Cointrin International Airport in Givana, Switzerland on September 2, 1998. The McDonnell Douglas MD-11 for forming this flight crashed into the Atlantic Ocean southwest of Halifax Stanfield International Airport at the entrance to St. Margaret's Bay, Nova Scotia. The crash site was 8 kilometers from shore. All 229 passengers and crew on board of the MD-11 were killed, making the crash the deadliest McDonnell Douglas accident in aviation history. The summary of this is the electrical and instrument failure due to in-flight fire causing spatial disorientation or loss of control. The search and rescue response, crash recovery operation, and investigation by the Government of Canada took more than 4 years and cost $57 million Canadian dollars. The investigation carried out by the Transportation Safety Board of Canada concluded that the flammable materials used in the aircraft structures allowed a fire to spread beyond the controls of the crew, resulting the crash of the aircraft. Only debris and bodies were recovered. No survivors were found. The plane's flight recorder and the cockpit's voice recorder were retrieved on September 6 and 11, respectively, from a depth of about 180 feet. However, both ended about 6 minutes before the crash when the plane's electrical power failed. In 2003, it announced that the crash had resulted from faulty wiring that ignited the flammable insulation above the cockpit. The TVS had earlier recommended stricter standards concerning flammable materials and electrical wiring, although the final report did not cite what part of the electrical wiring was at fault. A newly installed entertainment system was believed to have played a role in the fire. In maintenance practices of electrical wiring, installation, and servicing, always remember that the EWIS is a mandatory training requirement for all the personnel operating in close proximity to the aircraft electrical wiring system. Inspection and testing of a single component plays a role in the EWIS regulation to guarantee the safety and reliability of the system. correct engineering design, planning, and coordination with the manufacturer of the electrical component will secure the proper installation of each component. And also, you must do read the manual. Always remember that the safety is a must. Thank you and have a good day.